finding that comfortable position, seated, or you can do this laying down. Just make sure you're comfortable with your hands and your legs uncrossed. And take your time getting comfortable. You can again close your eyes, or if you feel sleepy, you can open them from time to time to make sure you're not drifting off into dreamland. So tuning into the breath, noticing the sensations of the breath, particularly the sensations around the nostrils, feeling the air coming in through the nose, it's cooler. And on the exhalation, maybe warmth or no sensation. Breathing in and out through the nose. Following that sensation of breathing down through the throat and into the chest. Feeling the chest rise and fall, and the abdomen rising and falling as well. Coming into stillness and observing the wholeness of your being right now. Feeling the breath is sort of an internal massage. Noticing the sensations of circulation without having to look for them. Just whatever you're noticing in this moment. And bringing the attention down to your left foot. Feeling the sole of the left foot and the heel. Noticing the sensation of toes. Differentiating even between the big toe and the little toes. And feeling the top of the foot. Noticing the sensations of clothing or of temperature. Noticing any other internal sensations like tingling, numbness, coolness. It's noticing the whole left foot. And bringing your awareness up into the ankle joint. Are there any sensations there? Maybe there are and maybe there aren't. The body scan isn't meant to produce sensations. It's basically noticing what's here right now. With the body being still. And your mind paying attention. Being curious as we explore the whole body and the body scan. And bringing the attention up into the left lower leg, the calf muscles, the shin, and what can be felt between the ankle and the knee. clothing, internal sensations. Just exploring the feeling of the lower left leg. And bringing the attention up into the knee, the kneecap, the back of the knee. What's true right now for this left knee? And continuing up into the left thigh. Long thigh bone, long muscles. What can be felt between the left knee and the hip? Perhaps the sensations of feeling the leg on the chair, clothing. What else is there? How high up can you feel that left leg? And inviting the awareness to encompass the whole left leg now, from the toes up into the hip. Breathing in and breathing out. Bringing your attention to the right foot, the heel, the instep, the balls of the right foot and the toes. Big toe, little toes. Noticing if there's any sensations on the top of the foot. Pressure of clothing or socks, shoes. Circulation. Noticing what it's like to have a right foot. And bringing the attention now up into the right ankle. Internal sensations and external sensations. And tuning into the lower right leg, how does the right leg feel? The calf and the shin muscle, the shin bone. Is there sensation from the ankle up into the knee? How much feeling is there in the right calf and lower leg? Noticing any sensations in the kneecap of the right leg. Maybe in the mind's eye, just circling around the whole knee. Being curious about what might be felt in the right knee. And bringing your awareness up into the right thigh, the long femur bone, going all the way up into the pelvis, the hip socket. Noticing internal sensations and external sensations. What can be felt in the whole right leg, from the toes, up the lower leg, up the thigh, and into the hip joint? breathing in and breathing out. And releasing the attention of both legs now, coming up into the pelvis, the lower part of our torso, where the pelvis shelters our reproductive organs, the organs of elimination. What can be felt around the pelvic area? Perhaps feeling the buttocks, sitting on the chair, sensations of seating, of sitting on the pelvis now. Also noticing any emotions that may come up with this sort of vulnerable area. Noticing any pulsing, coolness or warmth. Sensations of the clothing. And coming up a little bit higher around the belly button area. And internally, there's the digestive organs. There's a lot going on in the abdomen. Perhaps feeling the diaphragm raising and lowering. What sensations are there in the abdomen? There's something like, I don't know, 40 billion neurons in the abdomen that's, you know, that tells our mind a lot about how the body is. It's our gut feelings, gut reactions. It's being curious about what can be felt in the abdomen. And coming a little bit higher up now into the chest area. The chest tissue, breast tissue, rib cage. What can be felt on the outside of the chest? Clothing, coolness or warmth. A little further in, chest muscles and ribs rising and falling with each breath. And looking inside a little more deeply, feeling the heart. It's got its own neurons too, something like 40,000 neurons. That also inform the brain about what's going on. Just feeling the breath entering the lungs and leaving the lungs. Now bringing the mind to the back of the body, from the back of the hips up along the back and the spine. Are there any sensations in the spine, from the lumbar spine, the thoracic spine where the ribs attach, the clavicles, going all the way up to the head. What can be felt in the spine? Bringing awareness into the shoulders now. The shoulder girdle, the shoulder blades in the back, and the clavicle in the front. Sort of like a clothes hanger, you know. Arms hanging off each side of the shoulder girdle. Coming into the left arm, the upper arm, noticing the sensations between the upper arm joint down into the elbow. Noticing sensations of clothing, any internal sensations. What can be felt in the left upper arm? And following the sensations of the upper arm into the lower arm. Noticing sensations of clothing, temperature, stillness, contact with surfaces. And continuing that awareness of sensation into the hands. The back of the hands. The palm of the hands. So alive with nerve endings that give us so much information about the world. What can be felt in the left hand? Maybe a little sweaty or cool. Tingling, warmth. Pulsations. And wrapping the mind around the whole left hand. Now with the mind, just noticing the whole right, left arm from the fingertips, through the wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm, right up into the socket. Now traveling across the body, across the shoulders, into the right upper arm. Noticing what's present in this right arm, this upper arm right now. Tension, perhaps fatigue, perhaps nothing really. Each of us have different bodies that have had different experiences and are at different ages. So we're all going to be feeling something a little differently. What's true for your right upper arm? Perhaps there's trembling or pulsations. Sensations of clothing. And following the, bringing the attention down into the lower right arm. Noticing the contact points. If you have, if you're resting your arm on a surface, what's present in this lower right arm? And bringing the awareness into the right hand, the back of the hand, knuckles, the fingers, perhaps even sensations of the nail beds, fingertips, fingers, palms of the hand, the thumb, what's present in the right hand right now? That's allowing the mind to inhabit the whole right arm, from the fingertips all the way up through the joints, up into the shoulder joint. Whole right arm. And bringing the awareness into the shoulders, those trapezius muscles. Come along the back of the neck, help keep our head on. It can often be a source of tension and creakiness and discomfort. But what's true for this neck muscles and shoulder muscles right now? What else can be discovered? Noticing without preconception or judgment how it usually is, what is it right now? Noticing then sensations along the back of the neck, wrapping around the whole neck to the front. The neck is so busy. It's got arteries and veins and lymph nodes, nerves. What really can be felt in this neck right now? And following the cervical spine all the way up to the top. Actually goes up higher than we can feel, I think. Bringing your attention to the sensations of having a skull. What sensations, if any, are there with noticing the skull? Perhaps a certain pressure or solidness. Are there any sensations outside the skull? Tingling, temperature, feel your hair growing. It's noticing what it's like to have a head and a skull. And with a little bit more curiosity, we can notice the front of the skull now. sort of by inferring, noticing the eyes, either closed or partly open, all the little muscles that move the eyes around. Noticing the sensations of the face, including the bony areas of the nose and the jaw. What else can be felt in the face? Skin, moistness around the eyes, perhaps, tension in the jaw. What can be felt? What raw sensations are there in your own face, around your own head? And bringing the attention inside a little bit. The cavity of our mouth has teeth, tongue, saliva, lips. What can be sensed inside the mouth? What can be heard inside the head? Sensations of breathing. Noticing the ears pretty much by inference too, by hearing my voice. Hearing the sounds in your room. And taking a few full breaths, and if it feels comfortable, imagining as you're breathing in, just feeling your whole body with air, like a balloon animal. Noticing the whole body now, from inside, through circulation, clothing. Noticing it from the outside too, temperature, clothing. And then just allowing yourself to drop all of the curiosity and attention that you've been holding with your body for the last little bit. Just resting in silence. And also giving yourself gratitude for taking this time to be in your body without judgment and with curiosity, noticing what's true for the body right now.